कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी गोपी जना वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यशोदनन्दना ब्रज जनरञ्जना यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी 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 हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
एवरीबॉडी प्लीज सिंग लाउडली लाउडली
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरि बो
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinath Radha Gopinath Radhe Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Girdhari Gopal, Jaya Girdhari Gopal, Girdhari Gopal, Jaya Girdhari Gopal. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada. ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे श्री श्री राधा गोपीनाथ भगवान की श्री श्री गौर निथाई की श्री गिरिधारी गोपाल की श्री श्री राधा गोपी जन वल्लभ की श्री जनार्दन स्वामी महाराज की श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की निथाई गौर प्रेमानंदे Hare Krishna. Welcome all of you to Radha Gopinath Mandir for Sunday Love Feast. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 1, the first step in God realization. Text number 19. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudiraye. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Ruttamashloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. तत्रैकावयं ध्यायेत् अव्यछिन्नेन चेतसा मनो निर्विषयं युक्त्वा ततः किञ्चन न स्मरेत् पदं तत्परं विष्णोर् मनो यत्र प्रसीदति तत्रैकावयं ध्यायेत् अव्युच्छिन्नेन चेतसा मनो निर्विषयं युक्त्वा ततः किञ्चन न स्मरेत् पदं तत्परं विष्णोर् मनो यत्र प्रसीदति तत्र कावयं ध्यायेत् अव्युच्छिन्नेन चेतसा मनो निर्विषयं युक्त्वा ततः किञ्चन न स्मरेत् पदं तत्परं विष्णोर् मनो यत्र प्रसीदति तत्र कामयं धायाद् अव्युच्छिन्नेन चेतसा मनो निर्विषयं युक्त्वा ततः किञ्चन न स्मरेत् पदं तत्परमं विष्णोर् मनो यत्र प्रसीदति तत्रैकावयं धायेद् अव्युच्छिन्नेन चेतसा मनो निर्विषयं युक्त्वा ततः किञ्चन न स्मरेत् पदं तत्परमं विष्णोर् मनो यत्र प्रसीदति माताजी एनीबडी तत्रैकावयं ध्यायेत् अव्युच्छिन्नेन चेतसा युक्त्वा ततः किञ्चन न स्मरेत् निर्विषयम् किञ्चन न स्मरे मनो यत्र प्रसीदत् तत्र देर् आफ्टर् एक वन् बै वन् अव्ययम् लिम्स् आफ् द बाडी ध्यायेत् should be concentrated upon avyuchinena without being deviated from the complete form chetasa by the mind manaha mind nivishayam without being contaminated by sense objects yuktva being dovetailed ततः आफ्टर दैट किंचन एनीथिंग न डू नॉट स्मरेत थिंक ऑफ पदम पर्सनालिटी तत् दैट परमम सुप्रीम विष्णो हो ऑफ विष्णु मनः बाय द माइंड यत्र वेर अपॉन prasidati, becomes reconciled. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Thereafter, you should meditate upon the limbs of Vishnu, one after another, without being deviated from the conception of the complete body. Thus the mind becomes free from all sense objects. There should be no other thing to be thought upon. The mind becomes free from all sense objects. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is the ultimate truth, the mind becomes completely reconciled in Him only. Purport. Foolish persons, bewildered by the external energy of Vishnu, do not know that the ultimate goal of the progressive search after happiness is to get in touch with directly Lord Vishnu, the Personality of Godhead. Vishnu Tattva is an unlimited expansion of different transcendental forms of the Personality of Godhead. And the supreme or original form of Vishnu Tattva is Govinda or Lord Krishna, the supreme cause of all causes. Therefore, thinking of Vishnu or meditating upon the transcendental form of Vishnu, specifically upon Lord Krishna, is the last word in the subject of meditation. Please note, I'll repeat again. Thinking of Lord Vishnu or meditating upon the transcendental form of Vishnu, specifically upon Lord Krishna, is the last word on the subject of meditation. This meditation may be begun from the lotus feet of the Lord. One should not, however, forget or be misled from the complete form of the Lord. Thus, one should practice thinking of the different parts of the Lord's transcendental body one after another. Here is in this verse, it is definitely assured that the Supreme Lord is not impersonal. He is a person, but His body is different from those of conditioned persons like us. Otherwise, meditation beginning from the pranava, omkar, up to the limbs of the personal body of Vishnu would not have been recommended by Shukadev Goswami for the attainment of complete spiritual perfection. I'll repeat this long statement. For the attainment of complete spiritual perfection, Shukadev Goswami would not have recommended meditation on the limbs of personal body of Vishnu, beginning from pranava, omkar. The Vishnu form of worship in great temples in India are not, therefore, arrangement of idol worship. Please note this point. Thousands of temples in India are not just meant for Murti Puja. Murti Puja is a part of the whole purpose, as they are wrongly interpreted to be by some class of men with poor fund of knowledge. Rather, they are different spiritual centers of meditation on the transcendental limbs of body of Vishnu. So, all the temples in India, ancient and current, what are they meant for? They are meant for different spiritual, they are meant for meditation on the transcendental limbs of the body of Vishnu. The worshipable deity in the temple of Vishnu is identical with Lord Vishnu by the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Therefore, a neophyte's concentration or meditation upon the limbs of Vishnu in the temple as contemplated in the revealed scriptures is an easy opportunity for meditation for persons who are unable to sit down tightly in one place and then concentrate upon Omkar. or the limbs of the body of Vishnu, as recommended by Shukadeva Goswami, the great authority. Which means, many people in Kali Yuga don't have the capacity to sit down. Nor children, nor elder, nor men, nor women. Very difficult to sit in one place and focus on one thing. So, the method of Ashtanga Yoga, of meditating on the Omkar or Pranava, Dvani, may not be possible for everybody. But it is an easy opportunity of meditation for such people on the limbs of the Lord. Hari Bol. The common man can benefit more by meditating on the form of Vishnu in the temple than on Omkara. The spiritual combination of A, U and Ma, as explained before, there is no difference between Omkar and the forms of Vishnu. Please note this. India is very powerful place for teaching Omkar Dhyan. Nothing wrong, it's very bona fide. But we should know that there is no difference between Omkar meditation and meditation on the forms of Vishnu. But persons unacquainted with science of absolute truth try to create dissension by differentiating between the forms of Vishnu and that of Omkar. That is why we need a pure devotee of the Lord. We don't need a dhyani, we don't need a yogi, we don't need a tapasvi, we don't need siddha, we don't need karmakandi, we don't need anybody. We only need a pure devotee of the Lord. Because pure devotee of the Lord knows things as they are. Jai ho Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai ho. So pure devotees knows tatvataha. They know the Lord as He is. Not as He can be or as He was. As He is always. Here it is indicated that Vishnu form of the ultimate goal of Vishnu form is the ultimate goal of meditation. And as such, it is better to concentrate upon the forms of Vishnu than on impersonal Omkar. The meditation on impersonal Omkar, this process is also more difficult than the former, meditating on Vishnu. Hari Bol. Thus ends the lecture. So beautiful purport in itself is so much explanatory. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So you can see Radha Gopinath, everybody. Please meditate on each of the limb of Radha Gopinath. Today there is a special dress of peacock. Do you know who wears peacock dress as favorite? Lalita Devi. So, Lalita Devi is very happy today. It's her favorite dress, which she always wears. And for her pleasure, everybody on the altar wears the same dress. That is also transcendental cooperation and love. Spiritual life means to live for the pleasure of others. And when you live for the pleasure of others, you automatically get a lot of pleasure than when you try to enjoy alone. Huh? What you can meditate? You can see so much of hard work has gone into making this beautiful dress. Huh? You can just go on observing this dress for the whole day, with each and every aspect of the dress. Huh? Let's see. There is also the leg wear for Krishna, made of peacock feather. There are so much flowing dress for all the ladies. Same kind of legwear for Gauranga and Nityananda. The coward boy, Sri Giridhari Gopal, also is full of peacock feather, the crown and the turban piece, and the so-called Govardhan mountain is also of peacock feather. They also next to that peacock is standing and is wondering, I don't have such kind of feathers, but the dresses I've got. Isn't that true? And small Radha Gopijana Vallava also having flowing peacocks and dhoti. And the cows also have chadars made of peacock feathers. Just I wanted you to take the tour nicely. Plus Radha Gopinath, the flowing pieces also are of peacock. You can see behind Radha Gopinath. Behind Gopinath ji on the right side, on his right side, peacock, what do you call that? Effulgence or what? Pieces? What do you call those things which we hang afterwards? So beautiful. So this is the real meditation. You can imagine how much meditation the devotees must have done while preparing this dress. How much meditation? There is one workshop, you know, in NVCC Pune, ISKCON, where the day and night, about 10 to 12 hours a day, they just keep on making, weaving the dress of the deities. And all these kind of things are made there. It takes months together to make one dress. Forget the cost. Don't talk about cost. See the planning, see the conception, how we want the dress to be. It has to be already envisioned. This is the way I want or we want the dress to be. Then material, then procurement, then passing on the concept to others who are going to actually make the dress. It is in somebody's brain, but it has to be translated to the brains of others. And they need to be supervised that what is in my brain is coming out exactly. And then one day, their supervision, follow up, and then finally, final corrections, and one day the dress is ready. But all the while when the meditation is going on, the meditation is that this dress is being made for them. Krishna, Gopinath, Gopinath, Giridhari, Gopal, Radharani, Lalita, Vishakha, Gauranga, Nityananda, Gopijana Vallabha, Radharani, Giridhari Gopal. So many personalities are there. The dress has no meaning actually. However attractive it is, you just take it out and hang it over here on the wall. Maybe even 20% of you may not see. And some people may see why it is hung over here. That's all. But when it is on the body of Gopinath ji, how much beauty it is. Please know one thing, that this dress is not made to beautify Gopinath. Gopinath is beautifying the dress. You have to always think like this. The dresses are in no position to enhance the beauty of the Lord. In fact, the dresses are beautified. They become gorgeous. They become meaningful, purposeful. When they are on the body of the Supreme Lord. That is why those who make the dress and those who put the dress on the body of the Lord, their meditation is very deep. You and me come and sit here and see them, but when the person who has dressed them or person who has made the dress comes and sees, his vision, am I right, Prabhu? His vision is aaj ka nahi, but other times you have dressed, na? So when those men come and stand here and they keep discussing among themselves, you have to keep listen to them what they are discussing. It's a very beautiful and sweet discussion. It's a discussion full of pleasure, full of happiness, full of satisfaction, full of completion, paripurnata in life. You can actually, by hearing that discussion and by doing that discussion also. It is said that those who dress up the deities and then those who come to see the deities dressed up, they also have the benefit of deity worship. So when we come for darshan, don't think that, oh, I'm not a Brahmin, I don't have opportunity for dressing the deities. But others who have decorated so beautifully, if you really appreciate sincerely with beautiful words, you get the full benefit of Shringar of the Lord, doing Shringar. Somebody is doing Aarti. When you very intently watch the person doing Aarti and be present in the Aarti, standing, then you get the same benefit of doing the Aarti. You may not be on the altar as a Brahmin. Even standing in front of the Lord, attending the Aarti, is actually part of deity worship. Archana. You are getting the full benefit of Archana. So that is why Prabhupada says that temples of India are not just, you know, idol worship. Idol means murti. It may be nirjeev, it may be a stone, it may be wood, or it may be painting, or it may be anything else. It may be nowadays fiber. That doesn't have the Lord. Lord is everywhere, of course, he is in every atom. But the sanchar, the empowerment or the enlightenment or the empowerment of the deity, the presence of the Lord, doesn't make it remain murti only. Pratima nahi tumi sakshat Brajendra Nandan. This marble structure carved in Jaipur is not just marble. It is the Lord Himself. He was a deity in New Vrindavan of Narasimha Dev. And it was made in one stone. Of course, all the deities are made in one stone. The stone then gets reduced by carving and carving, chiseling. And finally, the deity was of X weight. The same thing is true about Mayapur Narasimha also. New Vrindavan Narasimha also. After, when the deity was made, it had a particular weight. But after some time, the weight was seen to be increasing. What does that mean? There's no siddha person to chant some mantras and, you know, do the miracle for you, to mesmerize you. No, this is the Lord. He is divine. There is a deity in London called Radha Londoneshwara. This I have seen with my own eyes, at least photographs. There was a Mataji who served the deities for many years, maybe 20 years. And she grew naturally old, and it was her, I think, 70th birthday or something. So what they did intelligently, all the devotees, they took out the pictures, old pictures of Radha Vrinda Londoneshwara, and they brought a new picture of Radha Londoneshwara. And obviously, to the eyes of everybody, common sense told them that the deity current photograph was grown in size. Today also we can witness this reality. And she was given a greeting card of the old picture and the new picture, and because she served the deities with cooking every day, they wrote, due to eating your food, Londoneshwara has put on weight. And I heard recently that further than that also, Londoneshwara has put on weight. He's become more chubby. How do you justify that? Atheistic people may just say, you are all fools, you know, all the thousands of people who come here are fool number one. They just believe in something which is nonsense actually. But what is utterly nonsense is a live reality for those who have faith. What is lacking is faith. When the faith is there, the Lord will not appear to be standing for you. I can tell you a story. There was, of course, is always eternally present, great devotee of, called, whose name was Madan Mohanji, who was a Brijbasi from Koshi. And he used to sing for the Lord. He was such a beautiful, sweet, cuckoo-like singer that every day in Akashvani, Mathura, Akashvani, in the evening, Lok Sangeet, he would sing. At least 30 years he was singing every day for 2 hours. Sometimes live, sometimes recorded. And he stayed in Man Mandir also, and his wife left her body because of cancer, and he became, you know, renounced, and he stayed in Man Mandir and he sing there every day. Mahal Radhika ka buhara karenge. Really he would sing from heart. melting the hearts of people who hear his songs. And he has come here so many times, many, many times. So one time he was sitting here, right here, and singing Shayan Arti. Shayan, not Arti, Shayan Kirtan. What do you call Shayan Kirtan only? So it's a very beautiful occasion in Radha Gopinath temple. Those of you who don't know or who may know, in the evening from 8:50 to 9:05, there is very dark and Lord is also in a dimmer light and in the lighter dress, about to go to sleep. It's like lullaby for him. Nice Shayan Arti, Shayan singing, and people sing with lot of equipments. And many people are there in this area who are Radha Gopinath's parshads. They may not be known to all of us as great devotees or whatever, but the Radha Gopinath has some special relationship with them. And they all gather, especially on Sunday evenings and other evenings also. There's an unusual crowd is there. Suddenly they come and they go. So he was singing there. And I was sitting next to him because I had brought him from my home here. And so he sang with so much of love and devotion. Heart was swinging. Everybody was just swinging like anything. And the curtains closed and he looked at me and he said, "Did you see the flute of Gopinath was moving?" I said, "I didn't see." Yes, Gopinath's flute was moving. So what does that mean? My heart is not so clean. So I could not see the flute moving. But his heart was very pure, filled with love and devotion, affection for the Lord. So he was seeing with his own mortal so-called charmo chakshu that Gopinath was playing flute with moving also. You have seen flute players, how they move, they keep moving because it's so mesmerizing. So this is not unusual. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to Jagannath temple, how we see Lord Jagannath? Like this, standing with hands in front, with no palms, wigs, very unusual kind of thing. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not see Jagannath as that. He saw Jagannath from the very first darshan as a small boy playing flute in his hands, which had also nice fingers moving nicely. Also, before he came to the temple from Atarnala, he was running. He saw what? He saw a small boy inviting him, "Please come." And looking at the boy in an invitation mood, he just ran from there. Ran like wind in the temple. So for him, it was not wood. It was not in many unusual form. He saw the Lord the way he related to him. So, Gopinath is not just a stone. See his fingers. You have seen his fingers? How delicate and beautiful they are. I used to dress him almost every single day. In 1990, you know, this board is there, board. Just behind that one painting is there. I used to stay there in that room. So we stayed for 2 years here. And there was hardly any people available for dressing. So every day by default we were on the altar. Both me and my wife. And we have seen for him in very closely how his fingers are, how his nails are, how his beautiful neck is, how nicely it is bent, and his eyes and his lips, his color, the hue, the way he bent at the feet, the cross-legged situation, the red lotus soles, so beautiful. And if you see the deity when they were installed, 1987, 17 July, 88. Somebody said 88, yeah. If you see the photographs and you see them now, they are different. Why they are different? Because they are absorbing the love and devotion of devotees who are serving them. And as you offer your love, they are never stone, they never remain stone. For those devotees who love and lovingly serve them, to please them, they also change in response to their devotion. And their response is so beautiful that although we have not offered that love and affection for them, they still reciprocate with us also. to the love of others, the change that they are showing, they are seen to you also. They are visible to you also. So it means the Lord is not a impersonal object. The Lord is a personality. That is the highest truth. That is why I said in the beginning, we only need a devotee. We don't need so-called Atma Sakshatkari souls who have realized the presence of Parabrahma in the heart. Parabrahma also has four-armed form in the heart. But people, when they meditate on the impersonal aspect of the Lord, then what you see is only impersonal aspect of the Lord. All pervasive, all occupying nature of the Lord. He is seen everywhere. That is called Brahma Darshana or Brahma Sakshatkar. You see presence of Brahman in everything in the world. Everything is Chinmay that we see. But still it does not fulfill our personality or our needs. Why? Because we are people, we are persons, we are form. We express our love through the form. You cannot tell me to love a bindu. I cannot love a bindu, a point. However, I see the Lord and feel the presence of the Lord in bindu also. But for me to connect with the bindu is a little difficult. I cannot feel the bindu. I cannot dress the bindu. I cannot talk to the bindu. I cannot do so many things which I would love to do, which I usually do with my children, with my mother, father, wife, family members, friends, relatives. What we do things with them. We feed them, we sing for them, we dance with them, we decorate the house for them, and we bring gifts for them, and they wear the gifts on their body, and we appreciate them. We go out with them, we do boating, we eating, so many things we do. And I can't do all those things when I'm in America and my family is over here, and I cannot do all those things if I'm hankering. So what does all these things mean? That we are all people. And we need to remain people. Don't become like stone. When you do impersonal meditation, what happens? We become impersonal also. Please understand. And nobody likes to be related by as an impersonal. Everybody, even those people who are doing impersonal meditation, in the day-to-day vyavahar, they want to be very personal with people. And they feel hurt when nobody is personal with them. And they are cultivating to become impersonal themselves by practice in the name of Tyaga. They want to become impersonal. But all this process is very, very unnatural, very dissatisfactory for the self. So, it's a very simple thing to understand that we are people. And it's very difficult to understand that we are not people and to meditate on that path on which we are not. So when we become people, then we have those emotions. And moreover, when we understand Lord as a person and we relate to Him, we develop spiritual emotion. That spiritual emotion has realizations. Uddhav, he came to Vrindavan and he was told by Krishna that gopis are very much sorrowful. They are crying and then they are not eating and their existence is almost becoming nil in one sense. They may die very soon. So Uddhav thought, because he was a great scholar taught by Brahaspati, the guru of demigods. And he had a lot of knowledge. I mean, he was really one of the greatest knowledgeable person on earth that time. Another was Bhishmadev, who was also a disciple of Brahaspati. So he thought, why Krishna is sending me to crying ladies? I am not meant for talking to crying ladies. I am supposed to educate elevated souls. Knowledgeable souls, I am supposed to be educating them to elevate in them in knowledge. It's like I am, in our terminology, I am a PhD teacher. I am supposed to teach PhD students, not KG students who are crying and laughing and sometimes going to toilet while study is going on. And so if you tell the PhD student to go to KG class, he says, what's happening here? Why I'm here? I'm supposed to be PhD student, teacher. So he felt like that. And Krishna is very, very smart. He said, yeah, I understand. You are a very highly qualified, educated personality. But you are my friend, is not true? You are my friend. I trust you as my friend. And I can only send my friend to my beloveds to console them. So I know it is very below dignity for you, but you know, you go. So he said, okay, for the sake of friendship, I'll go. So he agreed. And he went to Mathura, went to Vrindavan. He reached there in twilight time. And then what he saw was very, very, you just hear this very attentively. In the evening time, the cows were being milked. And there was sound of the milk falling in the pot, you know. Like that, every time you do the squeezing, the milk was, all that was resounding in the atmosphere. And it was very beautiful sound. And although he was a great knowledgeable personality, that sound really attracted him and really pleased his heart. He was very enlivened to hear that beautiful sound of cows being milked and the milk falling on the pot, bottom of the pot. And then he saw some gopis were sitting at the bank of Yamuna in rapt attention, Padmasana process, in meditation, closed eyes. So what he was thinking when he was coming on the way, that those people who are too sorrowful, they should be taught yoga. They should be taught impersonal meditation. What we are reading here, Omkar meditation. So when they give up the activities and focus in the heart and chant Omkar, that sound vibration will release them off, first of all, of all miseries. They'll become peaceful and then I can talk to them. I will enlighten them with my knowledge. I'll bring them out of this sorrow. So he was very happy. He thought, oh wow, they're already doing some meditation. So my job is easier. They're not just naive students. I have to teach them how to sit also, how to sit erect back also, how to breathe also. But they're already doing some meditation. So he went with very great, you know, kutuhal, that is, what do you call? Curiosity. Oh gopis, what are you doing? So they said, we are meditating. Sir, what are you meditating? What they told as answer was completely bewildering to him. It was not taught to him by Brihaspati in his whole curriculum. They said that we are very simple-hearted gopis. We are not educated or any sakshatka or nothing we have. And we fell in love with Krishna. And Krishna was crooked. I mean, not in the sense of emotion, but in the sense of body. His body is like, see, tribhangi, bent at three times, three places. Our hearts were simple and straight. And we took him in the heart. And because he was crooked, our heart also took a shape of crooked to adjust him, to fit him well. So we became crooked-hearted physically to adjust tribhangi Krishna. And now Krishna has left us. He was so much in the heart that, you know, there are many songs in Braj which say that they see every Krishna everywhere. They see Krishna in the on the leaf of a tree, on the branch of a tree, in the sand, in Yamuna waters, in fruit, in flower, in every single calf and cow. Whichever direction they saw, they only saw Krishna only. When the breeze came, they remembered something about Krishna, and then they always, everything of Krishna only. So much they were Krishna conscious. And now he said, now he has left us, very cruelly he has left us. And now we are trying to forget him. But he is so much fit in the heart. And we are trying to remove him from the heart and forget him forever. This answer, in our local language, you say, he was clean bold, fully. He never had heard a meditation to forget Krishna. He only had learnt about meditation to remember Krishna, to bring the Krishna who is not in the heart from outside to be in the heart and fix him there and only think of him, like what is explained over here. He never knew a meditation which is done to remove Krishna from the heart. So that is the reality of life. They told Uddhav, what you're talking about, meditation, impersonal Omkar, Brahman, this and that. We played with him. You are so-called Parabrahman, is our supreme, our beloved Sri Krishna. We played with him. He licked our hands, which were filled with butter. We licked his hands after he licked his hands of butter. Then his friends licked his hands after he licked butter from my hands. so many things. And we have played with him. We have jumped with him. We have danced with him. We have eaten with him. We have been playing in the midnight with him. We have been singing songs with him. He has multiplied so many times. One person, Sri Krishna, has multiplied to be with every gopi. We have done all these things. What are you talking about, impersonal Brahman? He lived with us. He walked with us. He ran with us. He danced with us. He played with us. We jumped in water of Yamuna with him. So all his so-called knowledge failed there. So the real education for him started when he entered the Braj Bhumi. And what is required to learn the science of Braj Bhumi's bhakti is to first nullify what is there in the brain. So whatever he had got in his brain from his education and from his stay in Mathura, as soon as he entered, it had to be deleted. It has to be emptied to become good enough, ready enough to understand the science of bhakti in Braj. So he didn't do any attempt after that. He was simply getting bewildered and bewildered and bewildered whenever he was going to meet the next person and the next person, next group of people. He met gopis, he met Gwalbal, he met cows, he met Nanda Maharaj, he met Yashoda, he met everybody, all kinds of people he met. And he was simply awestruck everywhere, every time when he met everybody. Looking at their love, their separation, their hankering. Krishna was not there with them. Krishna was with Uddhava all the time, 24/7. Eating, sleeping, talking, doing mantrana, that means in the mantri mandal, in the assembly of Dwarka or in Mathura, or when while hunting, during sleeping, during dining, every time he was with him. Gopis were thinking how fortunate this Uddhava is. He also looks like Krishna. His body also was like Krishna. He looked like Krishna when he entered. But when they came running, they thought, oh, he's not Krishna. So they just went behind. So they felt, who is so fortunate, is constantly with Krishna. And with that thing he had come. Okay, I will. And Krishna was not there in Vrindavan. But so much Krishna was there in their heart. There was no need in one sense to be physically with them. So much he was with them. We all need to be with Krishna. No doubt about that. But their intensity of meditation on Krishna and his pastimes and his remembrances was so deep that even though Krishna was not physically with them, it didn't matter anything at all. And that is why he was getting bewildered and bewildered and more getting bewildered. All his science of impersonal meditation on Brahman by chanting Omkar completely was inapplicable. To the extent was it appeared foolish and irrelevant to even talk about it to gopis. The status of gopis was so elevated that all this so-called knowledge was useless in front of them. So he thought better to keep quiet. Because when somebody opens his mouth, then you know really what he is. So if I start opening my mouth in this bhumi here, I'll appear like a clown. Nobody understands what I'm talking or what I will talk. All this will be heard in Mathura, Dwarka, wherever I go, in Patshalas, it's relevant. But not here. So he became quiet. And of course, I'll not go in details. So very beautiful Leela. In the end, he had come for 1 or 2 days. He thought, 1 or 2 days I'll teach them meditation, then they will be happy. You know, my purpose is fulfilled. Krishna has sent me to console them. They will be consoled and they'll be happy. I'm very sure about it. So he thought 1 or 2 days. But he stayed for 6 months. Why he stayed for 6 months? Because his job was to console them, right? He was very loyal. He wanted to do that, to console them, to please them, to make them happy. And he saw that when the gopis would talk about Krishna and his activities with them, they would be happy. They would no more cry, beat their chest or shed tears or nothing they would do. They would be just happy and they would enact the way would Krishna would talk, the way he would talk, where they took him to every single place where they had pastimes. So it was 6 months yatra. And there was only one yatri. And there were millions of dham darshaks. Millions of kathakars were there. Everybody told the same story but from different angle, from their own angle. And there were very different tasty angles were there. And he was understanding that if I at all have come here to please them and to pacify them and to make them cool and free from sorrow, this is the best way. If I let them speak and let them show, that is the time they are very happy. So he just kept quiet and just kept listening. And he was doing his job of actually pleasing them, getting them out of their sorrow. So they were very happy in talking about Krishna. The Krishna who is a person who actually played with them, who teased them, who actually amused them, who won their heart, stole their hearts. What we heard in the morning? Chaura Agragarnya Ashtakam. The stealer of the hearts of the gopis. So then it is said at the end of 6 months, it was a long time, no? Radharani just taunted him. He said, "Your that friend must be waiting for you. Now you go." He must be wondering. He went for 2 days and where he went? 6 months. Now you better go. So he left. Before going, he was talking language to Krishna that what are these gopis? They are so sentimental. Don't they have knowledge of the Brahman? They should be satisfied. They should be grave. They should not be crying like babies like this. He says, "I don't get very impressed with this kind of situation." And I told you that how Krishna convinced him to go. When he came back, he is saying, "Oh cruel Krishna, oh Nirmohi, oh Nirdayi Krishna, oh cruel Krishna, how hard hearted you are, Kathor Ridayi." He said, "You are speaking the language of gopis. They speak this language. And you are exactly picked up the language. Now you don't speak like, how the gopis are sentimental, why you don't speak like that? You don't understand how much they love you. How much you harass them by leaving them. You should be there. Give them darshan at once. Go right now and give darshan to them." This is the change happened in Uddhav. In the 6 months crash course of Braj Bhakti. What is Krishna thinking in the heart? That, of course, Uddhav is a very great personality. One of the most wonderful personalities, a character in Krishna Leela, who happened to be in both the places, in Braj Bhumi also, in Dwarka Mathura also. So he was actually used by Krishna. And in the apparent Leela, Uddhav had some pride of his knowledge and, education at Brihaspati's institution. So Krishna wanted him to get trained for higher education in the University of Braj Bhumi, the science of love, not science of philosophy. And actually Uddhav understood what he had learnt was insignificant compared to what gopis knew or had in their heart. He had knowledge and they had Krishna. Not only Krishna, but in love they had Krishna. They had owned Krishna. Krishna was sold out to them. He could see that they actually owned Krishna. The way they talk, when you talk, so you hear some family people talking, you can feel the pulse of love that they have for each other. When they talk, the way they talk, the way they interact, or the body language, from distance you can make out, these are family members. They love each other so much. That he could feel with gopis, even though Krishna was not there with them. So he was really, really, he was trembling actually. He was shedding tears and was actually talking very angrily with Krishna. "You are really a merciless person. I never expected you will do this." So immediately Krishna showed him two darshans. Krishna showed him a kalpa ruksha in which the stem was joined Radha and Krishna, and in which all the branches, all the leaves, all the twigs, every single thing what the tree had was filled with gopis and gopas and cows and brajbasis, and everybody was there in that. So what did he show by that? "We are never separate. You may think I am here and they are there, but we are always one in emotion." And he also showed him another darshan. That darshan is today also there in a temple just few steps down Nandagaon temple. Ras Bihari, our dear friend of Radhanath Maharaj, Brij Bhushan Goswami, whom we lovingly would call Bidji Swami, Bidji Maharaj, Bidji Baba, Babdo, Babdo Bidji Baba. In his house, the deity is there, which is half blue Krishna and half fair Radharani together. playing flute, one black hand, one white hand. That is Rasa Bihari. And he showed that we are always together performing pastimes. We are do deha one atma. Or you can say two atmas, one body. Whatever you can say. We are that much united. And it's not impersonal. We are not merged in each other. We remain who we are. But in emotion, in love, we are together. And Uddhav simply got overwhelmed to even see this after that. He thought of Krishna something else. Like if you see Gopinathji, we may say, oh, he's standing like that only, he's not moving only. For years after years, he's standing. And why people are worshipping him so much? He's not having any interaction, no response, nothing. Ask those devotees who are serving. Their heart is filled with experiences of his responses. They don't have to be told in philosophical classes sitting over here how he is a person, how he is living in the boy, in the DT, he is eating all time. They don't have to be told. They know everything. They don't need to read any philosophical, you know, courses or PhDs. They know heart-to-heart experience, day by day, moment by moment. And they're hankering when they go home also. They keep meditating what I'll make for him tomorrow, how I will dress him, which piece I will put in. They're always meditating. Like the mother meditates on the baby, what I will dress him up, how will I clean him up. So Uddhav said, I have not seen all these pastimes, what they had with you. I only heard about them. Now my heart has developed hankering to see those pastimes. How these gopis are constantly living those pastimes. They are not just talking about it. When they were talking about it, they were living through as if reenactment. And you were right there in their thought process, in their bhav. So I want to see those pastimes with divine vision. I don't want to see them with material vision, which I had taken with me when I went to Vrindavan. I had kind of a material understanding how to solve the situation. But then I understood there's nothing material over here in Vrindavan. So all my so-called material knowledge and solutions failed. And I understood everything is divine over here. Except the divinity was lacking in me. And I was seeing the divinity in them. How they were living divinity. They were not just expressing divinity. They were divine themselves. And whatever they were talking, then doing, everything was so divine. And I was so enchanted. Now I have the desire to see all those with divine vision. So you'll be all surprised to know. Uddhavji took birth as Surdas, who typically by plan was blind externally. And it is explained that he would see every deity as the deity was. There are so many stories of Surdas. He would go to temple and externally he is blind, and just to tease him, they would ask him, what Thakurji is wearing today? And he will describe it like, you know, minutely. And then they would get overwhelmed and they open the curtain. Sometimes they say, curtain is closed. He would say, open the curtain. So they say, first tell us what is the Lord wearing. And he would close in closed curtain for them. For him, the closed curtain always, no? His eyes are not there. In the closed curtain for them, he would describe in detail what Krishna is wearing. This story happened in Radhakund, the temple of Lord Jagannath there. In Radhakund, one of the temple near Radha Govind temple, near Radhakund is Jagannath temple. He had gone to take darshan there and described in detail what Lord Jagannath was wearing. And then they were not opening. So they said, describe more about him. So he started telling about their pastimes. Then they were not willing to open. Then he started giving bad words to Krishna. In love, of course. Aray, he is born of an old man. Is this the way to give birth to child? He is that kind of a child. Born to his father when he was 85 years old. They immediately opened the curtains. Bus. Don't go ahead of this. If he goes ahead with this, then what to hear, we don't know. Out of love. There are so many devotees in Vrindavan in the history. Braj ke bhakt. They were blind, many of them. But they would describe the beauty of Banke Bihari, Radha Vallabhji in detail. There are so many devotees who had eyes And they would not come in the crowds. They would sit in their kuti near Banki Bihari Bagicha and do their bhajan. And the trespassers, you know, would talk to them sometimes. And these devotees sitting in their hut would describe that day's Sringar of Banki Bihari in detail. And the devotees who have gone and seen Banki Bihari, they would get amazed. Oh, what he is describing, I could not see. That's why I told you, meditate. What the people who have dressed them, they know exactly what is there and what to watch. Because they have put it over there. I have not put it over there, so I may not see. But if somebody shows, then I will see. So those people were in the hut of their own. And the people who had gone there to see, they didn't see. When they explained, they could understand, oh, we didn't see that. So what is more important is understanding of the Lord as a person and to relate to Him as a person. Then the Lord will give darshan to you every moment, wherever you are in the world. If you come in front of Him, it's very good. Out of love, we will come. But if you sometimes are not there, still the Lord will reveal Himself to you. And today now there is internet and there is Zoom and there is YouTube. You can take darshan every single day. At one time, one after another, Mayapur, Vrindavan Mangalarti, Gopinath Mangalarti, Darshinga Arati, everything you can see every single day. But we should develop that vision to go very deep and minute with the Lord and observe Him in depth in meditation. When we do, we have such kind of approach, then we don't need to do Omkar meditation. If you have eaten a best of Son Papadi from Giriraj Mastan Bhandar from Govardhan, then you don't eat any Son Papadi from Mumbai anywhere, how much ever famous the brand may be. If you have eaten Mysore Pak of Vrindavan of some famous Halwais, then Mysore Pak will be atrocious to you out of Mumbai, out of Vrindavan Dham. So what is needed is to develop the taste for the highest thing. Then however lucrative things are outside, they would not attract you so much because you have tasted the highest. So those people who have experienced the personality of the Lord, they don't need to ponder on the path of impersonal meditation, yoga, breath control, sitting erect. Of course, we should sit erect. I'm not saying you should not sit erect. But if you don't sit erect, then you will have back problems in future. But not for the other purposes. Our life is meant for developing loving relationship with the Lord. For that, basically you have to understand He is a person. If we keep on dwelling with impersonal understanding of the Lord, then whole many lifetimes will go waste because yam, niyam, dhyan, dharana, pratyahar, samadhi, yam, niyam, asan, pranayam, dhyan, dharana, pratyahar, samadhi. It is explained in the books also there. It may take many, many, many lifetimes to attain samadhi. And that samadhi also has an impersonal aspect of the Lord. Thereafter, devotion, love, person, it's all beyond that. So are we all interested in wasting so many lifetimes here? To come again and again and learn breathing techniques. You can all do those techniques for good health. But don't do those techniques to realize God. God is right in front of you here, wearing peacock dress, playing fruit. One time I asked, or somebody asked, Jayadvaita Swami Maharaj, His Holiness, what should we do when we come in front of the deities for darshan? As you know, he is very precise and straight. He said, you should faint. So it took some time to understand what he is trying to say. Why should I faint? Because the all gorgeous, loving personality, fully dressed up nicely, so attractive, is standing in front of you. The first thing you should respond by fainting, emotionally getting overwhelmed and fainting. So it may appear like, you know, esoteric answer, but actually on the level, one level, it is true. If we develop love for the Lord who is standing in front of you, who is giving darshan to you, we must faint someday in life. At least we should faint, at least desire to faint, desire to get overwhelmed by the beauty of the Lord and faint. It's the perfection of life. So he has not told us this answer to frustrate you, to make you feel hopeless. No. That's our goal, actually. So that's why we need to learn to watch, to observe the Lord and practice to watch Him for hours and hours and hours together. And He's so merciful, He has given so many forms to us. Ananta Padmanabh is lying down, sleeping. Srirangam Thakurji is lying down, sleeping. Vrindavan, all people are dancing. Jagannathji has this unusual form. Prabhu Ramchandra standing with bow and arrow in Vanvasi form also. And Vishnu are everywhere. Guru Vairappan is there. And you can just, India is a great treasure of spirituality. Wealth, great wealth of opulence, spiritual wealth is there in India. Whichever corner you go in India, you will find temples and deities, and as Prabhupada mentioned so nicely, they are not just idol worship places. They are places to relate to the Lord in His different moods and different pastimes that He is performing. Each and every temple has got different pastimes. To relate to them, to connect with Him, to experience those beautiful pastimes, to relish the kathas and the beautiful darshans of the Lord in variety of unlimited forms, and to learn the science of love and devotion. All these temples are meant for that. Not just Matha Tek Yatra. You know, everywhere you go and bow down, and I went here also, I went there also. But when did you connect with Him? He is standing there. Why is Gopinath standing here? Why all the lords are standing or sleeping or whichever position they are? To connect with all of us. Srila Prabhupada said, why Krishna came in the form of deity? We have left Him. We have left Him out of our ego to enjoy separately. We don't want Him as a boss. We want us to be our own bosses and become masters and live our life on our own. That's what we have come here for. So if you abandon somebody like this, the person will never come to you to appease you, to connect with you. But the Lord is so loving and so kind that He knows that He is adokshaja. He is unable to be connected by senses. You cannot connect with Him or understand Him with your senses. He is, that's why called adokshaja, beyond the range of the senses. So still, the adokshaja Lord, for us to be able to perceive His personal presence, He has come, the unlimited Lord has decided to come in the limited form like this. Sakar. So that our contaminated senses also can perceive Him in whatever way it is. I'll repeat again. The unlimited Lord has chosen out of compassion for us to come in the limited form, so that our contaminated, impure senses also can perceive Him to a certain extent. And to give us opportunity to serve Him, to cook for Him, to dress Him, to worship Him, to do bathing, to abhishekam, so many variety of activities by which our senses themselves will get purified. And to understand that how unlimited and wonderful He is. So deity form is Krishna's most merciful, visible form for all of us to connect. So why He has come here in hundreds of forms and millions of forms? To allow us to connect with Him. Not as a stone, as a person, as a loving most father, most beloved, accompaniment of all of ours, life after life. To connect with Him externally, He has come. And why connecting with Him? Through deity, the vigraha. Deity also is not a right word. Deity is also a limited meaning word. Vigraha is the right word. He's come in the form of His vigraha to give us the perception of love and affection, and we can relate with Him. And then He will reveal yourself, that the same me who you are seeing outside, I am within you also. And then we will be like Surdas, seeing him in the heart all the time, wherever we go in the world. At one point of time, the Lord asked Surdas, I can give you vision, I can give you eyes. Sir, what is the use? Without these eyes, I am seeing you all the time. If you give me these eyes, I will start seeing everything else which I should not be seeing. And I will get attached, or I will get bewildered, I may get contaminated, and I will lose the love that I have for you. This I don't want. Even Bilwa Magal Thakur also was blind. He also was offered by the Lord I'll give vision to you. He also said, same thing, I don't want. He had every moment realization, perception of the personal Lord all the time, Lord of Vrindavan. And that's why he could write so many beautiful poetries. And he wrote that Chaura Agraganya Ashtakam. I think time is up now. Nonetheless, when that personal form of the Lord is realized by us, then we'll develop personal relationship with him. And then he'll steal everything away from us. What is not good for us. What is not good for us, but we are attached to them. So forcefully, lovingly, trickingly, he will steal everything away. Then he'll steal our hearts. Hridaya choram. He will steal our hearts. And that is the most wonderful, beautiful situation that we can imagine ourselves to be in. With our hearts stolen by the Lord. When Uddhav came to Vrindavan, one of the slogan is there. He was talking about mind and control the mind, and he was talking about mind. He said, which mind you are talking? We don't have 10-20 minds. Udo manna bhaye das bees. He said, we don't have 10-20 minds, you know. We have only one mind. That mind has gone with Krishna. So which mind you are talking about? Uddhav couldn't understand all these things. This language, this reality, he couldn't relate to. It was too far beyond his theoretical realizations that he had about whatever knowledge. So, when our mind is stolen by the Lord and it becomes Krishna's property, then we experience the highest kind of loving experiences with Krishna. And that is the beauty of our life. Prabhupada has given us this opportunity. He is not just given Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Prasad. He definitely has given us. But through that, what he wants to give us is that relationship with the Lord. Connecting with the Lord. Day to day, moment to moment, being in connection with the Lord. That he has given us the opportunity. And not to only Indians. To everybody, qualified, unqualified, black or white, beautiful or not beautiful, educated, uneducated, rich or poor, famous or infamous, simple or great, all kinds of definitions and different varieties of people. He has given the opportunity. Everybody can be on that same platform. He told, it's not only me. You can become like anybody else. The saintly people who are connecting with the Lord. And that is our fortune. We saw Jada Brother's story over here. These are all realities. They are not mythological stories. Such a dirty word it is, mythological. What is the most realistic thing in the world, we call mythology. And what is inexperienceable, we can't experience it, we call so many biblical and this and that kind of, you know, understandings. Our understanding of scriptures, our pathway of devotion is the most realistic pathway. What fails us is our lack of understanding and lack of interest in understanding it. If we take interest and keep little faith in the beginning, Lord will shower us, completely drown us in the realistic experiences. At the same time, it will be cut off from everybody else who has no faith. You are drowning in ecstasy, the next person to you who has no faith will not understand what are you going through, he will consider you as a mad. So Prabhupada said, who is crazy? We are crazy or others are crazy? And we love to be crazy like this. Because who cares to become famous in this world as good people, good person? As long as we are known as good people in the circle of devotees, and as long as your guru and senior Vaishnavas consider you as a good person, and we are happy. We don't need to be famous in the whole universe. We don't need to be famous on social media and newspapers and every political circles. We don't need to be. That will not give us anything. Developing personal relationship with the Lord will give you everything that you need and will make your existence completely perfect. Paripurna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. So, is there any question? Questions are there or no question? Anybody has any question? Time is already up, but we can take one question. My question is, when will I see Gopinath moving? It is flute moving. It is explained that Radha Gopinath ji are eternally performing the Raslila over here. Don't think this is a limited place. If we can accommodate 432 crores of years in one night on Sharad Purnima, he can accommodate millions of acres of area on that altar to dance with his millions of gopis. Gauranga Mahaprabhu can have Sankirtan on millions of acres in that small area, performing Sankirtan. Lord Giridhari Gopal will have all the Brijvasis, crowds of Brijvasis under the mountain of Govardhan in that small area, with all monkeys and cows and bulls and deers and peacocks and everybody else. What is lacking is the vision. And that vision is available by the mercy of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas whom we want to serve and all that. That's why Izzulnish Radhanath Maharaj says that when you come and stand here, if you have faith and if you see Sri Gopinathji, you will get the benefit of seeing all the deities of the whole universe. That means Vrindavan deities, Srirangam deities, Tirupati and Madurai and North and Nepal and South and Dwarka. Every single deity will get the benefit of seeing them by standing in front of Gopinath. It's only a matter of faith. And what spiritual master says, then even if you don't realize that, and if you see, you will get the benefit. You will realize it afterwards. But you will get the benefit. Because the pure devotee has spoken that line. Krishna has to fulfill the purpose of that line. That way also we are very fortunate. We are not so realized. But we have been blessed with this kind of blessings. So let us all take the benefit. Participate in the ocean of blessings that we are offered. Okay? Thank you very much. Hari Bol. Thank you.